This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
All right, one more comment on the whole defensive line thing, and we'll keep this thing going. I called around yesterday, and yeah, it's funny how everyone's trying to figure out why we're doing it and what's going on with Bob Shoop and why we're not getting the same production out of his defenses as the defenses he had at Vanderbilt and Penn State. As far as the D-tackles, I said this in hour number one. I'll say it again. I think it's because we're trying to protect some of our weaknesses with our D-tackles. We are not laterally quick enough. Sha Tuttle still on one goodwill. He's playing, but he has one goodwill. And then Khalil McKenzie, that's not his strength to run sideline to sideline. So it makes himself easier to be blocked when he's closer to the line of scrimmage. And so trying to protect their weaknesses and trying to account for that is probably why you're getting that guy a yard off the ball. First game, we saw cut blocking, but we also saw this alignment last week against Indiana State. So it can't just be afraid of cut blocking. Because newsflash, triple option teams are not the only teams that cut block. Like, other teams cut block too. And just because you don't like it as a Tennessee fan doesn't mean it need to be outlawed. I love the cut block. It absolutely deserves to be a part of the game. On one hand, it may seem like it causes injuries, but it actually helps prevent injuries in another case. You want to know an example? How about when a running back breaks the first level, gets in the second level, and he's running up the sideline, and there's a receiver blocking a DB, and the running back runs right into the receiver's back and rolls up on the receiver's ankle. So we were taught as receivers, guys, if you can, cut his butt and not be there. Because the last thing you want to do as a receiver is get your ankles rolled up on. Have you ever seen a long run around a receiver and a DB and both guys jump out of the way? Like, oh, they jump out of the way because they don't want to get their legs rolled up on.
So that's their future. That's their career.
So if you have a clean cut by a receiver and a DB, you guys are out of the picture. You don't have to worry about getting your legs rolled up on. So, yes, you have injuries and cut blocks, but you also prevent them on the outside from receivers. And that I love cutting. I don't have to stand up there and wrestle with you and tussle with you. And it's just easy just to cut you.
This is maybe the weirdest thing. I'm looking at the Indiana State game on my computer here. This is the opening play for the defense. And three of the linemen are lined up on the line. And then is that Alexis Johnson? He's lined up like a yard back from everybody else.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a discipline problem, like just something.
Well, Bob Shoops did say he was telling Brady, get the guys up a little bit. So that, I think that's communication.
Yeah, it has to be a communication breakdown of something where just one player is back a yard from everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on there?
So we'll see. It doesn't matter unless it gets Tennessee beat.
True.
Let's all keep this in perspective.
True. Yeah.
If Florida goes out and rushes the football for 250 yards, and it's the reason why Tennessee lost the game or loses the game, then okay. We're pointing this out not because, we're going to lose if we keep doing this. But we don't know that. Let's let it happen first before people start to, question maybe a strategy here or there. Because maybe it might work. All we're doing is pointing out something we haven't seen in a very long time here. And it's worth the conversation. Let's get to Turkey Man on the Beat Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning.
It is that week.
My name is Jason. Swain.
Good morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Steve.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm great.
I'm good. Me too. Hey, this week here, of course, first of all, spiders, I could probably be that guy.
No,
Steve, spiders have problems.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't light a lighter at a gas station trying to kill a spider. You wouldn't do anything like that.
Well, I've got a reason with it. It's kind of like, well, this is how it happened. This is what it was. There's a story behind the reason I have a problem with it. So if my story was told and you understood my story, you can might do it too. It's kind of, I just, me and spiders just go way back yonder.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a couple things football-wise. I've noticed, and I don't know if it's just me, but you know how you said that you get that, what was that you called in your stomach when we had a 9-point lead against Florida?
We would call that bubble guts. It's when your stomach starts to feel like there's bubbles going on around there, and you get a little stomach ache. That's what I would call bubble guts, Steve.
Well, I kind of get that way when we play a team that doesn't have a quarterback established, or they're having problems with a quarterback. Seem like, and it just might be me, but over the years, and not just Florida, but seems like we make wide receivers look good at quarterback at times.
Steve, do me a favor. Can you say the word bubble guts?
Bubble gut.
That got me fired
yes.
up.
Yes. Steve.
Bubble gut.
See, I'm with you. It's a fear of the unknown. And Tennessee has had a history over, you know, last decade or two where we've seen backup quarterbacks. We've seen, you know, backups come in and kind of make their name against Tennessee. That's fair to wonder and to be a little nervous about a backup guy coming in.
Well, we've even had high school quarterbacks that look good. Of course, he was good, and he's been good, but I just don't like us making him look good and him getting his resume off of us. And that's where I get that bubble gut.
Steve, thanks for the phone call.
Hey, I got one question.
Yes.
Okay. The concern that I'm having is that our defensive line last week had as many tackles as two of them are, had as many tackles as Ethan Wolf, and we got to beat that.
Yeah. It's going to take a great effort from Ethan Wolf. You know, I'm pretty sure McElwain and that offense is going to target Ethan Wolf. They're going to target Justin Martin, Colton Jumper, I'm sorry. They're going to target Justin Martin. They're going to challenge our alignment with our defensive tackles. It's definitely a strategy. It's not just all injury. It's definitely a strategy. You don't want your guys to be reach blocked. Let's see if it pays off before everyone's freaking out. Let's see if it works first. If it doesn't work, then hey, it's fair game. But let's see if it works. Steve is something else, man. He is something else. 865-337-7615. B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Swain Events fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Tomorrow, just give you a little heads up. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Chris Lowe, ESPN. Also, we'll be joined by Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. So, Wednesday, tomorrow, we'll have two great guests. And Friday is Championship Friday with Fred White. That is a new deal here in the shows. Fred partnered with the Swain Event. We're pumped about that. Some new things here on the show. So tomorrow, Dave Bartu, Chris Lowe on the Swain Event. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help. Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King. Delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food. Don't forget the peanut butter.
It's tailgating time in Tennessee, which means you need to be calling Dead End Barbecue to make sure your tailgate is a 5-star event. They have several different packages to choose from so you can truly get something to please everyone. Whether it's pulled pork, hamburgers and hot dogs, wings, and most everything in between, Dead End has you covered. They will also be set up in Volunteer Village before every home game, so you can swing by and get a pork sandwich, house barbecue chips, or their tailgate nachos. It's a win no matter what you choose. For more info on Dead End's tailgate packages, log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to SunSphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
This is Ron. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, my Yorkshire Terrier has chewed up the legs on my kitchen table. Is there a cheap way to repair that?
Great question. Take a walnut and rub it into the legs of your table. That'll mask the scratches. Next thing you want to do is ditch the terrier and get yourself a proper dog. Any dog under 50 pounds is a cat, and cats are pointless.
Fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180.
Florida week, pumped up, fired up, Gator Week. G-A-T-A. Get after that. You know what? That's what Gator Week means to me. So much that my little pea head can fit inside this OT Center helmet. Boy, it's tight up in here. Woo!
What's funny about this is that...
Let's go!
It
from the program.
It fit on your head, but it's very clearly too small. Like,
this is a mint, but about something else. Let's go!
Reminded me of the middle linebacker from Waterboy right now. Every time you...
Yeah! Oh, yeah. My eyes are straight, so...
That's true. You got that going for you.
It can't be him. I don't got that Shaq going on. Can you guys hear me? Does that sound normal?
Yeah.
Huh? I can't hear a thing because, you know, I don't have any headphones on, so... Do you have any phone calls? No? All right. I don't know how I'm going to get this off, so... Guys, I might need your help after the show. I'm going to wear this the rest of the show. Okay?
We'll have to
grease it up. You can make it 45 minutes in that?
Get some, like, canola oil or something.
Yeah, man.
Slide it off.
I used to have it on for 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, I guess
I'm assuming the one you played in was a little more comfortable than that one.
Yeah.
Should we probably provide context for anyone listening? I don't think we've said. Swain is wearing the promotional football helmet for Low T Center that we have in here.
Yeah, we should probably clear that
and
out.
It is clearly too small for him.
My head is in a helmet.
I would say, if you're just listening, I highly, highly suggest go to Periscope, go to Facebook Live, Swain Event on both of those, and you can see what we're talking about because it is pretty hilarious.
How do I look, guys? I look like a baller?
Yeah.
No?
No.
I don't? Do I look like a 5-star?
Heart.
Ooh.
No. Just a 5-star, period. How
yes.
A 4-star?
It looks like you need a visor in that helmet.
But like a 3-star with great intangibles?
Yes. Okay. You look like you grind day to day. You put your nose to the grindstone and you're
going to tow the company.
Yeah, you put the work in every day.
I will take a 3-star with great intangibles any day of the week, especially being from Alabama. Cause you know, high school ball Alabama is the real deal. So I got to represent for my Alabama high school. Yes, it's getting hot in here. Mm-hmm. This helmet's real tight. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's hot. It's
42 minutes.
I need some Gatorade, man.
It's so hot.
It's getting hot in here.
Milk was a bad choice.
Just like Nelly said on this song. All right, let's go to the text box while I can still breathe. Nacho says, I got it for what? Tennessee being out-recruited by a high school team at receiver. Because Palmer didn't start in high school. Well, Palmer didn't start because Palmer had a 5-star ahead of him and a 4-star ahead of him. One guy went to Ohio State. The other went to Miami. And so because of their offense, yeah, Palmer didn't start. He didn't. Who gets it for what there? I don't think anyone gets it for what. Because St. Thomas Aquinas is still one of the best high schools in America. They just so happen to have backups get D1 scholarships. Nacho says, I thought the D tackles were a yard off to help them get side to side a little bit better because both teams ran around the edge a lot. Well, that supports what I just said about try to hide a little weakness there. The D tackles not the best at moving sideline to sideline. So you give them some room to be able to take that first step laterally if they have to, being a yard off. But we'll see if it pays off against Florida. If it pays off.
We shall see.
Caleb says, why not put Evan Berry and Ty Chandler on kickoff return? Well, when you do that, you lose another blocker. You do that because you don't think one guy can get to the ball. So if you have a returner in the middle of the end zone waiting for the kickoff and you are afraid that he can't get to the edge of the end zone either way, then yeah, you put two. Or you put two back there because you're afraid of maybe a pooch kick. But I would rather have one back there, have an extra blocker, because I know – Evan's going to get to it, and he's dynamic. I would rather have the extra blocker. That's just me. And if you want to kick it away from Evan, go ahead. It's going to go out of bounds, and I'm going to get the ball to 40. So it's a win-win. Either you're going to kick it to him, or you're kicking it out of bounds, or you're going to do a pooch kick, which is going to be shorter, and I'm going to get the ball to 40 anyways. I hear an echo in my ear because I'm in his helmet, by the way. Nacho says, attaboy to Kamara for playing over a once in a generation player in AP. Did you see Adrian Peterson on the sideline? Boy, he was not happy.
I didn't see any of that game. Was he steaming?
Oh, yeah. Playing against his old team, he only had like two carries in the first quarter. And Kamara had more reps than Ingram and AP.
Wow. I mean, I will say I have Alvin on my fantasy team. I got him late in the draft.
More snaps, more carries, more yards.
Oh, yeah.
He only got about 2 points in fantasy, but...
In your league? You're in a standard league, aren't you?
Yeah.
PPR league, he got over 8 points.
Well, dang, man. He's projected for this coming week for 9.
No.
Not bad. Might have been a value pickup on my part because, I mean, I'm talking like 12th round.
I mean, you bring up fantasy. I'm in 2 dynasty leagues. Sign him to.
The most serious person I've ever met on fantasy.
Yeah, hey, Tom Poizel, shout out. He got me into it. But Alvin Kamara got him inked for 6 years in both dynasty leagues.
Probably a good
solid
choice.
Solid pickup. Yeah, absolutely. I still can't get over the helmet. I'm caught. I'm distracted.
It's hard.
Trying to get pictures up on social media so people can enjoy it as well.
It's hard to take it exactly seriously in terms of what, because you're making good points right here about what we've been talking about.
But you're also wearing a helmet, and I can't take you seriously.
A helmet with headphones on.
We're talking football, and I got a helmet. You should definitely take me serious, even more so now.
Well, maybe, yeah.
And
maybe it's just because you flicked down your chin strap.
My chin strap is over my mouth. That's like, probably why.
Yeah, the chin strap is huge. Yeah. It's I like this description on.
I look
on,
like the dude from Little Giants. Like little kid.
Well, Nelson Mechel,
that solid running back and the linebacker with the pigtails.
Well,
I don't remember.
Nelson Mechel Routh on the Facebook Live. He says, "You look like the receiver from Little Giants that can only catch the tissue." I think that's a fair description.
Yes, yes. I look uncomfortable, which I am in here. But you should take my point serious because if you don't,
you're making good points.
I would headbutt you. Who's going to lose that matchup?
You'd be like, wasn't it Trooper Taylor used to, he did that with players a
chest
couple times?
Chest bump.
Oh, your chest bump.
Yeah,
okay.
Chest bump.
I said there was one coach I remember seeing, he headbutted his player in a helmet and was like bleeding on the sidelines. I can't.
Yeah, I saw that too. But
I can't remember who it was,
exactly
though.
Who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You better agree with all my points. I will headbutt you during the break, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. You'll lose.
We've already got you become a bit of a meme. Mark Nagy has already tweeted out a picture of you with the helmet on. I like, this is good. This is, hey, free promotion.
It's Florida week, man. What are you talking about? It's Gator week. Whatever it takes. If it takes me wearing this helmet for us to win, I'll wear it. I'll wear it after the show when I go to the post office. I can't wear it driving, though, because that would be dangerous. But I will wear it if that's what it takes. If it takes that, I will do it. I will give my all. Just imagine a Tennessee sign right there. I will give my all for Tennessee.
We do need a slap sign in here.
It should be right here.
And I made an article last year that was really popular that was, what would you give up for a win over Florida?
That was a good piece.
And a bunch
of your best.
Well, it was super easy. All I did was just put people's tweets in it.
Yeah. But still, great idea.
People were like, oh, my firstborn son, my left arm, like my favorite food forever. And, hey, you'll wear that helmet. You'll do whatever it takes for a win over the Gators.
So 2013, I was kind of caught off guard. I was at the stadium watching practice, and I was walking out, and I was called to come back to talk to the team. And then before I tell you the story, I wasn't ready, okay? I had nothing planned, no bullet points,
ready.
Nothing. I had nothing. I totally freestyled, okay? So during my talk with the team, I just talked about how special it is to win games like this with your teammates, with your brothers. You'll never forget it. And I told them that I would give up a body part for them to do it, if that's what it took. And it wasn't an arm or a leg. It was something else.
There were plenty of those in that article.
Don't judge me.
That, of what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, don't judge me. I love my team. I'm a VFL.
You have to do what you got to do.
Because I'm willing to give up a body part. So that's kind of what happened.
Rocking the Brett Favre chin strap right now.
Oh, yeah, just the one buckle.
The one buckle.
I think a lot of people give up a lot of stuff for Tennessee to beat Florida. Because, again, you win this game, you have the inside track to the East, and that's the most important thing, man, winning the East. That's it. Nugavall says, Swain, do you think they'll line up closer to the line of scrimmage against Florida? I don't know that. We spend a lot of time talking about our defense against Florida. How is Florida going to stop John Kelly? Trey Smith is not a normal freshman. Trey Smith is just a good offensive lineman, regardless of age or classification. He's just a really good lineman. So how will Florida stop our running game? It's a really good question. John Kelly is the key, which I'm a little surprised John Kelly was in against Indiana State late in the third quarter. I'm surprised he had 19, 18 carries.
I think I said it on Monday. That was my biggest criticism from that whole game. Why was John Kelly playing in the third quarter? Take that guy out, because if he got injured, Butch would have been facing a firing squad on Monday.
And it would have been deserving. It would have been fair.
It would have been bad.
Because John Curry he's the engine for this team. Not just the offense, but for this team now. Think about
John Kelly. You say John Curry.
Well, John Curry is too.
John Curry is a bit of a motivator on this team,
John Curry
I think.
Is an
Will it help us win?
But John Kelly, excuse me. John Kelly is the engine for this team. Kirkland Jr. is out. Juwan Jennings, he's out. Juwan Jennings is your emotional leader. He's your dog. Well, John Kelly is that too. You can just tell in the things that John Kelly says to the media. Like, he doesn't talk like the rest of these dudes. Yeah, Indiana State. Yeah, I know one of them dudes on the team. But they don't know what they're in for. Huh? What? Is that trash talk out here? Exactly, because John Kelly is a dog. If he is out, things are different with this offense. It's different. So I was a little surprised John Kelly was in as long as he was against Indiana State. This game is going to come down to the guys like John Kelly. Yeah, trenches and the play in the box. Yeah, that's important too. But John Kelly has a lot to do with that. Got to be able to run the football. When's the last time that Tennessee's been able just to drop back in a 5-step drop, 7-step drop, and have all the time in the world to deliver the football? You don't against Florida DBs. You don't against Florida defensive linemen. So you have to use some trickeration. Tennessee's done that. Did that in 2015 with Josh Dobbs catching the pass. Some quick hitting plays with Dobbs hitting Josh Malone on a perfectly designed play by Mike DeBoer. A rub route. Allowing Josh Brown to get some room and taking it to the house. John Kelly. It's all about him.
John Kelly's a character. I wonder what he'd say about you in this helmet right now.
He probably put one on too and want to like do Circle of Life or something. Like, nah, bro. I'm not in that type of shape.
Bull in the rain.
No, thank you, John Kelly. You win. Yeah, John Kelly is the type of dude that he don't care if the game is played playground, backyard, parking lot, on a bed of coals. He don't care. Put the ball down. That's John Kelly's attitude, and that needs to be the attitude of this whole entire football team. Don't get caught up. Don't get distracted in where the game is going to be played. Let John Curry handle that stuff. Butch Jones referred to John Curry yesterday. For Butch, it doesn't matter. You got one job to do. Get your team prepared. It doesn't matter which team has the advantage. Well, that team practiced in the Georgia Dome a day earlier, so they have the advantage. Did they have the advantage on Monday, last Monday? No, they didn't. It didn't matter. Nothing mattered about the lights. The lights was not a factor against Georgia Tech. Did anyone even mention the lights? Anyone even mention the fact that Georgia Tech practiced an extra day in there? No, it wasn't about that. So this football team, this coaching staff, doesn't need to spend any time on where Tennessee's going to play. Now, if the field is flooded or something like that, or if it's wet, then that's something you have to account for in your game plan and the routes that you run and the plays that you call. You know, if it rains, yes, that affects how you prepare. You have to do some wet ball drills in practice. You may have to take off your visor. There was a game where it was Marshall 2006. We had a little lightning delay. And we had to go back to the locker room, wait 30, 45 minutes, come back out, warm up again. And during that time, I took my visor off. Because once the rain gets on your visor, you can't see. And then it's steaming. Oh, man, it's terrible. So you may take your visor off. That may be an adjustment that you make. Or if you're a receiver, you're used to wearing gloves. But once it gets wet, it's really hard to catch the ball. So you take your gloves off. Those adjustments you may make. But for the most part, you should be focusing on your assignment, on execution. Don't get distracted trying to figure out where the game is going to be played. Don't do that. 865-337-7615, B-Dry Waterproof Hotline. Rodney and Austell, my question is, does Clemson, Florida, Alabama, or any other top 15 defense line up a yard off? No, I didn't see Clemson doing that against Auburn.
Yeah, with their 11 sacks. Not starting a yard off the ball.
No, I didn't see Clemson doing that. I didn't see Auburn doing that to Clemson. I didn't see Alabama doing that to Florida State. I didn't see Florida State doing it to Alabama. So, haven't seen much of it. But again, Tennessee's 2-0. If it costs Tennessee a game, then that's the time to be outraged about it and really question coaches, the coaches. I also would say, because of decisions that's been made over the last 2 years with some decisions with coaching, I think it's fair to wonder what we're doing. I think it's fair to question what we're doing. I think it's fair. But for me, I'm just going to wait till it causes us to lose a game because we implemented the 1 yard formation with our tackles. I can't see, man. This helmet is sliding down over my eyes. I don't even know what's going on right now. I really do feel like the guy from Little John's, a little kid. I can't see anything. I just look down.
Hey, Brad, how you doing?
I can't. All right, there we go. Good to go. All right, here we go. 865-337-7615. Take our bottom of the hour break here on the Swain event. During the month of September, it's Men's Prostate Awareness Month. So that means prostate level tests, testosterone tests, low T center, only $50. I repeat, prostate tests, testosterone tests, only $50 in the month of September. Know your numbers, man. Know where you stand. Know where you are. That's the only way you can feel better. Only way you can have more energy is to know. It's the information. So you're going to use that as a meme?
I'm trying to think of what I can do with it. You with the helmet down over your eyes?
Let it come to you. Don't force it.
Yeah, it's got to be organic. I'll see what I can do.
It's Florida week, but I'm ready to go. I can't see much. And my forehead is all like over the top of my eyes. This is uncomfortable. There's one quarterback right now. We have a starting quarterback. That quarterback is Dormini. I said that yesterday. And what did the coaches say yesterday? That's probably going to be it's Dormini, right? But they're still going to compete. Well, of course. Everybody's still competing, man. Everyone's still competing. TK is competing. Bullware and Jack Jones are competing. Kyle Phillips is competing with Combo. Yeah, everyone's still competing, duh. But we don't have a 1A, 1B situation at quarterback anymore. I think we can all agree on that, right? Dormini's number one.
I believe so.
Yeah, Dormini's number one. Dormini's number one. 865-337-7615. Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center. LowTCenter.com. I got to hit the helmet. Is the music playing? I can't hear.
It is, yeah.
All right, I got to go, Bray. I can't hear. Swain Event,
hour
be right
3
back.
Of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby balls. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and Westtown Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P6279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax activities. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the preferred CD. For details.
Do you know about PAD? PAD stands for peripheral arterial disease, and you may not even know that you have it. Do you have troublesome pain in your legs or problems walking? If so, it may be PAD. Premier Surgical Associates in Knoxville wants to make sure you're aware of this silent killer. If you're a smoker, are diabetic, or have leg and foot sores that won't heal, visit your family doctor now and get tested for PAD. It takes just 5 minutes and it's totally painless. You can go to premiersurgical.com to find out more. Premier Surgical provides state-of-the-art treatment for all circulatory conditions, including PAD. Go to premiersurgical.com and it could save your life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Animal proteins, 4 to 8 servings daily. Cow, pig, chicken, deer, fish for sport only. Fish meat is practically a vegetable.
Oh yeah, I like that song right there, man. That song gives me pumped. Give me pumped. You know what, Charlie? I like that t-shirt you got on over there, man. If I could just turn my head, let me see.
Well, I like, people have been making jokes so far with you with the helmet on that you look like Darth Vader for whatever reason.
That's my favorite shirt that you own from Nothing Too Fancy.
So this shirt from Nothing Too Fancy is, it's the Sun Sphere as the Death Star.
I gotta get that shirt.
And the Sun Sphere is holding a lightsaber. They're TIE fighters. It's Star Wars, but also Knoxville themed.
Love that shirt.
Yeah, this is pretty old. I can't confirm that they still sell this shirt if you want it, but I would say go to the store and look. Because genuinely, they still might. I know it was really, really popular. I know actually multiple people that own this shirt.
I may take that shirt from you.
It's, I believe, 435 Union Avenue, right off of Market Square. Nothing too fancy. Go check them out and get awesome shirts like the Star Wars Knoxville shirt. And now back to Darth Vader.
If you hear me breathe, that's how I'm breathing. There's no air. No
yeah,
air
you're having a tough time.
I feel like I got asthma. I might have to go to the doctor after this. Oh, my goodness. 865-337-7615, B-Dry, waterproof hotline. Man, it's Gator Week. I don't care about y'all. I don't care about y'all. Y'all can make fun of me all y'all want to. I'm pumped. This is how I'm showing I'm ready for the game. How are you showing that you're ready? Huh? Besides eating Gator. I'm putting a helmet on up in here. I'm ready to go.
I heard something about Charlie getting a tattoo or like something like Butch coming out of his chest or on his back or something.
Just a big Butch right on my chest.
Yep.
That's, yeah.
You should get Butch Please tattooed on your arm. Butch Please.
I believe you hold the trademark to that, so.
I'll give it to you.
That's.
I'll let you do it.
You gotta give me permission.
Film it, Periscope it live.
You have permission, Charlie. Please get that done. That will be legendary. 865-337-7615. Well, there's been talk about this game being played in another venue. That official announcement is supposed to come at some point today from Greg Sankey, the official announcement. So be on the lookout for that today. I think it comes down to electricity, having power around the stadium, having enough officers in place to have a football game, because you know how we get. Gator fans, Tennessee fans get together. Well, there's going to be alcohol. There's going to be some behavior that needs to be monitored. So a lot of things that the Gators have to work through. Most importantly, it's about the safety of those residents. That's the first thing. Yes, we have a game. Yes, it's very important. But we can always play the game anytime. So that's the first thing that's more important than anything else is those Florida residents. I know what you're thinking. Oh, they probably Gator fans. Who cares about them? But think about it. We got John now. He's in Gainesville. He's a Tennessee fan. Calls in all the time. Much love for him. So you never know who may be affected. So be nice, people. Be nice. 865-337-7615, B-Dry, waterproofing hotline. Anything there on Facebook Live besides making fun of my helmet? Anything over there?
On the Facebook Live, Justin Goins says, play Rocky Top to get ready for Florida Week. Note to Justin here.
That's a good way.
That is a great way to get ready for Florida Week, We start every single show of the Swain event with a little Rocky Top.
Yeah,
so
657-ish.
Yes, they're about if you want to hear Rocky Top, but maybe we can fire some up here in just a minute.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
lots of comments about the helmets, lots of like LMAO, lol.
I want some down the field.
Tennessee's actual.
How about you play it? How about you play it right now?
Oh, yeah, get Rocky Top like with the band.
I can't hear it.
Well, it's playing for you, Swain.
It is.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Bop, 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 bop. Bop, bop. That's the part we're at. Bop, bop. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop. Yep.
Ah, here.
Ah, there's a little RT.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Carl, you may need to bring back
the guitar.
The guitar, man. It's Gator Week. I have to work on a remix.
If we do a remix, I'm bringing in a djembe, and we're really going all out.
Yeah, we got to go all out, man. And I'm bringing out the Rocky Top. Instead of Rocky Top, woo!
Play
I'm
the
out, like Master P.
That electronic version of Rocky Top going out here that it was the worst thing that exists.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, yeah. Come back from this next break. This electronic version of Rocky Top, we played it on our old show. That is just hoy. It's terrible, but I love it. I love it a lot.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got one last segment here on the show so you can get in. Before we wrap up, 865-337-7615. Game time has been set for UMass. Tennessee continues to recruit at a high level. Tennessee right now, top 10 class, doing a really good job on the recruiting trail. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Showers likely today with a high near 73 and a low around 59. Tomorrow, there is a 30% chance of rain with a high near 72 and a low around 60. Thursday, the chance of rain rises to 40%, cloudy with a high near 73. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years.
But between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need. All for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000 or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
There's only one thing I hate more than lying. Skim milk, which is water that's lying about being milk.
Fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Man, this is bad. This is not the Viking Top version we should play this week.
Yeah.
No, sir.
This is the worst version of Rocky Top that exists, period. Like, it's not even close, really.
I feel like I need some glow sticks.
It is. I believe it's called the Club Mix.
There we go. They look light at the end of the pen. If they really do, they flip it. Techno Club.
I need a meme of that. Whoever makes memes.
That's the lightsaber
or
right
not
there.
Not a meme, but a GIF.
A GIF of this, but replace the pen with a lightsaber.
Yes.
Somebody hook us up. I
Somebody
know.
Please.
We have some
it.
Intrepid listeners.
Get you like Zorro. Get up out of here.
It's a good movie.
Get you with the Zorro.
Shout out Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I love Zorro. You can't dress like Zorro because people will call the police. I think you try to rob the place, but love Zorro. All right. Joe on the text box says, do you think JG's performance on Saturday humbled him? No. Because I think he was already humbled before the game. When the coaches sat him down and talked to him about what happened against Georgia Tech. Like, let's pump our brakes. At the end of the day, you want Jared to be a player that you have to say, whoa, boy, to. I would rather say, whoa, boy, than sick him. So let's not make this a huge deal of what happened against Georgia Tech and him on the sideline, because you want to harness that eagerness, that competitive drive. That wasn't the worst thing ever. Was it wrong? Yeah, he made a mistake. But I don't want him to be humbled all the way. I want him to have an edge. I just want him to be able to control it to where it's beneficial for the team. And what he did on Monday of last week wasn't beneficial to the team. But I want that edge. Guys, Juwan Jennings has that same edge. If Juwan Jennings was on the sideline because he dropped the pass and coach benched him for a little bit, dude, it would be worse than Jared Guantano. So let's not go overboard with the, oh, Guantano pouting, he can leave then. Stop. That's ridiculous. Hush. He can leave if he's going to pout.
And you're also...
It's not so stupid. You just sit him down and you talk to him. That's it.
And you're expecting a 19-year-old to act like somebody who is a grown adult.
Perfect.
I mean, this is...
Whatever perfect is in your head in that situation, I mean, you're expecting that.
Like he has,
which isn't realistic.
He has literally never been in this position before.
This is something I do want to know, though. I want to know how Garantano would play with the ones.
Yes.
Because Garantano threw a perfect pass to Jeff George, and he dropped
it.
And Garantano during the spring game threw perfect passes to walk-ons, and they ran terrible routes. Garantano in the spring game didn't have Juwan Jennings to throw to. That's who Dormey threw his touchdown to. Also, Garantano didn't get a chance to go for it on fourth down and one in the spring game. And Dormey did versus off coverage walk on DB. So I'm not questioning Dormey being number one, because I think watching both of them play in two games, I give the edge to Dormey right now. But I sure would like to see Guantano with Callaway Josh Palmer, John Kelly, and see how he would play. That's my question. And he may not get that opportunity because you earn that opportunity in practice and how you practice and how you go out there, and which is the most important thing is practice. That's how you get your development. That's how you prove to the coaches that you can be trusted. But let's not make a big deal about Garantano. You would rather have to tell a player, whoa, boy, than sick him. Do y'all remember Butch's first year? Do y'all remember that DT we had that the staff had to basically poke and prod to get him to give it all that he had and play like a monster that he looked like he was? Do y'all know who I'm talking about? Or do I need to drop the name? Because I would drop the name up in here if I have to. Sure.
You strap up. Strap it up.
It's tight. I can't do it. Huh? Do I need to give you the name? I'll do it. You asking for it, huh? All right. I hear you asking. I'm going to give it to you because you're asking.
Big Dan.
Dan McCullers.
Big Dan. I thought you were honestly trying to avoid dropping the name. That's why I didn't mention it.
It doesn't matter. He's not. It's public knowledge.
Yeah, Big Dan McCullers. He was a freak. You looked at him, you're like, well, how is this guy not a force?
You can go back and pull up articles. This is public knowledge. I'm not giving people inside information there. Mm-hmm. But it was Dan McCullers. They basically had to, like, what, they give him another jersey or something? Or they tried to do something to motivate him to play like he was capable of playing. When Dan McCullers wanted to play, we saw him chasing down ball carriers 20 yards down the field where the announcers was like, oh, my gosh, he's a freak. That's why he got drafted. That's why he's still in the league. Wasn't because he was dominant, because he was a freak.
I mean, I remember one play specifically. I want to say it was against Florida in 2012 maybe. And he was getting blocked on one side, and he stuck his arm out and caught the ball carrier and just dragged him down.
Yeah.
Like, he was ridiculous.
6'7", 350.
Yeah, and can run. You want another example of our coaches having to say, sick him? And I love this dude to death because he's a good dude, and I'm so happy for him. I'm a little bummed out he's hurt right now. But Jason Kroon. It took Jason Kroon a year and a half or so to realize, oh, I'm 6'4", 6'5", 230 pounds. I'm a beast. But Kroon, the light switch cut on, and he started baptizing DBs. He started doing it. So all I'm saying is just chill out a little bit on the Garantano stuff. It's a little coaching point. You make it, you move on. I would rather have Garantano than a guy that I have to take. I have to say, come on, get him. Come on, come on, come on, come on. No, I want a dog. And Jared mentally is that. He wants to play. That's not a big deal. But he just has to learn that his body language is going to be on TV. That's it. Let's move on. Swain Event, that's our time for today. I'm going to need you guys' help to get this helmet off after the show. All right? So we're going to take a break for the rest of the day and the night. We'll be back same time in the morning, 7 a.m., right here in the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Hour 3 was powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Prostate Aware this month, guys, in the month of September. $50. Prostate level test, testosterone test, right now, Low T Center. Do not let that opportunity pass you by. Also, check out the new location of Better Mattress right there by Academy Sports, next to GFS, Cedar Bluff, Kingston Pike area. That's our time for today. For Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. Swain Events, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Peace and love.